dysregulated emotion and projection of emotions subconsciously is a huge issue in society. I'll give you an example. So I did research on this. So I randomly assigned teachers to think about a really great day at work. I love my job. This is the best job in the whole world, and write about it for 5 minutes. Versus, I hate my job. There's nothing worse than being a teacher. Write about that for 5 minutes. 100 teachers, we randomly assign them good mood, bad mood. The mood induction works. They write about a bad day, they feel like crap. They write about a good day, they love their life. Immediately thereafter, I gave them the exact same essay to grade. Just read this essay and evaluate, how creative is this kid? You know, blah, blah, blah. The question I had was, would there be a significant difference in the evaluation of the student essay based on the feeling state or the mood state of the educator? 1 to 2 full grades difference. That's the exact same essay.
Wait, like an A or a B to a C?
Yes. Just based on the mood of the teacher. I'm doing what's called incidental emotional leakage. What I'm doing is I'm taking the emotion that I've experienced in the prior setting and I'm allowing it to influence something that has nothing to do with that setting. So that tells us that how we feel tends to unconsciously impact our judgments and evaluations of people or of things. But what's the antidote? Attributing your emotion to its actual cause. Self-awareness is a gift. So if you just have the habit of, before you open the door to your house, you take a breath and you're like, how am I feeling right now? Oh God, I'm in a freaking bad mood. I can't take it anymore with this person at work. And you attribute the emotion to its actual cause, you will be a different person when you walk through that door.